We have just left Burscough Bridge railway station, and Simon, it's lovely to meet you again for this second walk in our little series here. So where are we going today?
Right, well, we're going to start here in Burscough and we're going to walk along the Leeds and Liverpool Canal and end up at Rufford Station.
You make it sound as simple as that, is it?
It is pretty much simple, yes. I mean, luckily the towpath is flat, so it's a good, easily accessible walk. We've started here today at Burscough Bridge Station, but you can actually start at Burscough Junction Station because they're only a mile apart, so it's sort of equal distance to join the canal.
And if you wanted to divert, you could go a little bit further along and go to the wetlands if you wanted to.
You can. Actually, there's a permissive footpath off the back of the platform on the far side of Burscough Bridge Station, which takes you across countryside, about a mile and a half's walk, and that takes you directly to Martin Mere.
Obviously, we've got all the traffic here in the town centre of Burscough, and what's amazing, though, is when you get to the wharf, the peace and quiet and the tranquility, it's like you're in a different place almost, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's very much quieter there, and you're on the side of the canal, and you've got wildlife and nature, basically. Right, here we've arrived at Burscough Wharf, which has been redeveloped and is now a small courtyard with shops and a bar and a few things like that. But originally it was a veterinary centre for looking after the horses that work the canals.
It's amazing that, isn't it? When you look at it now, it really has been spruced up and modernised. And this has been a development that's been here now for about 15 years, probably. 10
yes,
years?
Yes, around 15 years, yes.
And it's full of shops and local businesses. And also an arts centre here as well, all sorts, and eateries that you couldn't imagine. So if you wanted to perhaps eat here and then begin your walk, or if you're starting at the Rufford side and you end up here, it's a perfect place for food.
It is, yes, although there is a place halfway along as well, which is very, very good, which we might talk about later.
Is it a pub by any chance?
It's a pub.
Great! Well, that's a good halfway point stop off, isn't it? So we're here now at the canal edge, at the water's edge, and there's lots of walkers out. It's obviously a popular route for walking groups around here then, isn't it?
Yes, it's very, very handy, because obviously you can start here in Burscough and it's level walking, which is great for most people.
Bit cobbly though.
It's cobbly here, yes, but this is all to do with, again, back for the horses. They get traction using the cobbles.
Of course. And then here we are, here's the path here now, and we're just passing some narrowboats here on the canal as well. You can just see it's steeped in history. What's not to like here, especially on a beautiful day? We've put really good weather for this walk today, haven't we, Simon?
It's absolutely stunning today. I'm glad it wasn't yesterday.
Now, we've just gone past a sign saying Liverpool, 24 miles. We're not walking as far as that. How long is this walk?
It's probably about 3 miles, I think.
And what else will we pass and see along the way then?
Well, we can just see in the distance a mill, which was originally a corn mill, steam-powered, built at the side of the canal and also very close to the railway.
Very soon we're going to hit countryside, aren't we?
Yes, once we get past the mill and underneath the railway bridge, you're pretty much out into countryside. The Leeds and Liverpool Canal, at 127 miles running between Leeds and Liverpool, it's the longest single waterway in Britain. We're eventually going to join on to the Rufford branch, which is a little offshoot from the canal, and that takes you up as far as the River Douglas at Tarleton.
When we get to Rufford, in itself, if you don't know Rufford, it's the home of Rufford Old Hall, and it's got some beautiful buildings. It's also got Mearsands Nature Reserve there as well. And the walks around the area are lovely in themselves, aren't they?
Yes, there's loads of nice walking around there. Rufford Old Hall itself is stunning. National Trust now. Limited opening hours though, so you've got to be careful if you're wanting to visit. At the moment, I think it's only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So if people from Lancashire wanted to do this walk and they wanted to either get to Rufford or Burscough, how would they do that train-wise?
Right, Rufford is probably the easiest because you can get directly from Preston. There's an hourly service from Preston down to Ormskirk Monday to Saturday. Fortunately, nothing on a Sunday. If you wanted to come through to Burscough Bridge, then you need to be going via Wigan to an hour service from Wigan down to Southport, which stop at Burscough.